The Spartans play here.
The kick is up and it's good. Brock Winter puts it through.
On 107.3 FM and 750 AM KOAL.
We are back on KOAL, 107.3 FM, 750 AM, and also KRPX 95.3, The Peak. We are also streaming live at CastleCountryRadio.com, and we are set for the Coal Bowl. Emory and Carbon sharing the football field for the one and only time. Travis, we got to hear from a couple of seniors from both teams. We got to hear from Coach Huntsman and Coach John Famalo. It's time to play some football.
It's time to play. You and I went out to practice. We covered Carbon's practice and went out to Emory. And both teams were right on cue, ready to go. You can feel the confidence in both schools. So I think this is going to be one heck of a football game tonight.
Now, Emory will kick off. Carbon will be moving right to left on the radio dial. Jalen Dennis is back to return the kick. The referees in tonight's game, Neil Richens, Joe Reynolds, Jared Tatton, Luke Harrison, and Dave Black. Brock Winter has it lined up at the 40-yard line. Dennis stands back at his own five, and we are set to go. We are right behind the Carbon High student body, right to the right of the student band, and we are set. There's the kick. Dennis at the 10, 15. He's to the 20. Tries to reverse field, and he's brought down at the 20 by a gang of Emory tacklers led by Tristan Leroy.
Tristan Leroy, good job on special teams. Get in the backfield and tripping up Dennis. Dennis had the outside. He just missed one tackle, but good tackle there.
Now, there will be a change for Carbon High School tonight. Noah Jones is the typical quarterback for Carbon. He has been for four out of the five games so far this season. Tonight, it is Jalen Dennis, the junior.
Switching things up.
Yep. You'll see Noah Jones at the tight end position tonight. Dennis is in the pistol. Veer set. He's got one deep back with him. That's Chance LeChaminade. Dennis fires. Passes complete to Riker Larson on the right side. Spin move. Larson past the 25 up to the 26-yard line. Gets it just shy of the 28. So just like that, an 8-yard pickup for the Dinos on the first offensive play of the ball game.
Yeah, and that's Carbon's first completion, because if you go back to the first four games, they throw a pass on the to start the game. That's the first one they've completed so far in the season.
They like to throw a pass. Coach Huntsman told us that, typically on the first play of the game. I said, is there any rhyme or reason to it? He said, not really. It's just what we like to do. Dennis takes the snap. He's going to try to run it to the right side. Brought down to the backfield and an excellent defensive play on behalf of Jesse Barnett, the senior, bringing Jalen Dennis back at his own 20. I believe they're going to spot this at the 23. That's exactly where they spot it.
Jesse Barnett off the outside edge, gets into the backfield, wraps up Dennis. Make sure Dennis can't break away from that tackle and brings him down for the sack.
Sets up third down and a long seven. Dennis handles the snap. Pass incomplete. Tried to find Riddick McGlory across the center of the field. Pass falls harmlessly down to the ground, and that'll be a quick three and out for the Carbon Dinos. After picking up eight on first down, they end up with a gain of just roughly three following the takedown by Jesse Barnett. And now the Spartans will bring out the special teams unit. James Bowman, dangerous, took back a 50-yard punt return for a touchdown last week against Judge Memorial. Stands at his own 40-yard line. Chance LeChaminade will punt for Carbon. He's inside his own 10 at the 8. Shoulder-high grab. Gets the punt away cleanly. End over end. Bowman steps up. Fumbles. Muffs the punt. It's loose, and it's recovered by Carbon. Bowman came up to receive the punt, and a lick was laid by Lee Moon. The ball was loose on the turf, and Carbon recovers at their own 41-yard line. Big time hit by Lee Moon, and it's a turnover right out of the gate for the Spartans.
Special teams have been an issue all year for the Emory Spartans, and that one, again, special teams comes back to hurt him and giving Carbon great field position. If you go back to Emory's first four or five games, they're giving up great field position on starting drives for the opponent, so that's one thing that Emory's got to clean up.
Dinos have their second set. Ball at the 44-yard line. Lee Moon delivers the hit, and the Dinos will see if they can be opportunistic offensively. Motion man is McGlory. First handoff of the game to Colin Lewis. He dives forward for a yard, gets the ball up to the 45-yard line. Carbon wanting to work it inside the center of the guards, and that time with a takedown for the Spartans, it was Dayton Bailing.
Dayling in there, as well as Jesse Barnett, slowing up that little play up the middle for Carbon, so we got a timeout, Dinos.
Carbon takes it, 10:23 to play in the opening quarter. Carbon's second offensive set. It's second down and nine when we return on KRPX 95.3 The Peak and KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.
Her car isn't running right. and she's been after you for weeks to fix it. But you would much rather be watching the game than now diagnosing a car problem that could take hours. Am I right? Guys, let me let you in on a little secret. She doesn't care how it gets fixed. She just wants it fixed. So get to J&D Auto in Castledale today and get one of your honeydews checked off. J&D Auto is number one in parts and service. They will quickly get the problem diagnosed and get you the right parts for the job. Be her hero and get into J&D Auto today. But hurry, the game's starting soon. That's J&D Auto on Main Street in Castledale.
The Spartans play here.
Grant Shinson, 32.
Tegan Chrisman, number 53.
Tyson Stilson, number 12.
On 107.3 FM and 750 AM KOAL.
Also coming to you live tonight on ETV 10. Always a pleasure to join ETV on Friday nights as well. Second down and nine for the Dinos. Change at quarterback. Noah Jones for a change of pace. Hands it off to Riker Larson to the left side, and Larson is gobbled up around the end by Jeremy Brannon, a defensive back for Emory. Gobbles him up at the 46-yard line. Larson did pick up positive yardage. Sets up third down and seven, Travis.
Yeah, number 39, Colin Lewis of the Dinos made a great block on the outside, set the edge, but Emory's defense swarms in and slows the play up.
Third and seven for Carbon, and Noah Jones will remain at quarterback. The deep back is Colin Lewis. Jalen Dennis right now is on the sideline being attended to. It looks as if it's an equipment issue. Jones surveying. Emory with a four-man front. The snap. Jones fires across the center of the field. Incomplete through the hands of the intended tight end, Chance LeChemenot. And that'll set up fourth and seven. So Carbon has ran six offensive plays and has yet to figure out this Emory defense. However, field position will be flipped due to the turnover on the punt. James Bowman will come out for his second opportunity to return one for Emory. Chance LeChemenot will punt from his own 34-yard line.
And Noah and Chance is not on the same page. A timing issue on that one. So fourth down once again.
LeChemenot definitely has a leg. Gets it cleanly. Gets the punt away. It's a beauty end over end. And this one will bounce out of bounds. We'll see where the officials spot this. Emory will take over with 9:37 to play in the opening quarter. And it looks like it's officially spotted at the 25-yard line, 75 yards of green ahead for Emory. And it's our first look at senior quarterback Kyson Stilson, Travis.
First look at Kyson Stilson in the game against Judge. Played well, managed the game well, didn't try to do too much, and led Emory to that region win over Judge.
Anytime you can orchestrate a game-winning drive on the road and ruin someone else's homecoming, you've got to come out on Friday night, the next Friday night, feeling confident.
Yeah, threw that pretty ball to James Bowman for the game-winning touchdown.
It's a four wide-out set, trips to the right here for Emory. One man in the backfield is Rance Jensen. He stands to the left of Stilson. Carbon with a four-man front. Zion Gibson comes in motion. Stilson hands it off. Jensen wants to go up the middle, and Carbon sniffs this one out from the get-go. Nothing there for Rance Jensen. McCain Bradley on the takedown to set up second down and 11. Now, Jensen touched the ball 29 times last week, Travis. I asked Coach Famalo during the pregame show if that was high, if it was too much, and he said at the beginning of the season we were worried about the volume of touches for Rance Jensen. Mid-season, he said they're not concerned about that anymore. We may see Rance touch the ball a lot tonight.
Yeah, you can see the momentum in that game picking up where they're going to give him a ball an awful lot. Last season, averaged almost 4 yards per carry, so that's a number that Emory wants to get him to.
This time, a four wideout set for Stilson. Jensen to the left. Gibson is in motion once again. It's a pitch to Zion. He's going to take it around the left side. He's got room to run. He's to the 30. Past the 30 to the 33-yard line. Positive pickup by Zion Gibson, who has the breakaway ability out of the backfield. Right now, averaging about 8 touches per game, but you got to pay attention to Zion Gibson at all time. But that time, it was Lee Moon on the takedown. He was able to shadow Zion.
Yeah, Zion, out of all the receivers, has the most speed, possession receivers, with the other two, with Bowman and Justice. So, yeah, got to watch Zion because he can be tricky and be a real weapon in the offense.
Third and two for Emory. Very manageable. 8:25, rather, to play here in the opening quarter. Carbon's going to stack the box. Gibson is in motion once again. A handoff to Rance Jensen, and he goes nowhere. On the takedown, Jaden Fries managed to sneak into the backfield and bring the man down, Rance Jensen. And now thinking situation for Coach John Famalo. Do you play field position, or do you roll the dice on fourth and four?
You got the best kicker probably in the state, or one of them. I would take the punt here and pin Carbon back.
Looks like that's exactly what he is going to do. Brock Winter will punt the ball from the 20. Jalen Dennis stands back at his own 30. Clock is ticking. 7:49 to play in the opening quarter. Emory will punt this ball left to right on your radio dial. Helmet high grab for Winter. Gets the punt away cleanly. A spinning punt. Takes a bounce at the 40-yard line, and this ball will die right there. Carbon will once again have great field position. It's exactly where their second possession started. And Travis, you pointed out something interesting about the starting field position being at the 40-yard line for Carbon.
Yeah, if you go back, Grand, Richfield, Judge, they're starting at the 40. Each of their, two, three, four possessions. So opponents are having great field position on Emory, and that's one thing to watch. Again, is this their third possession?
Third possession.
So they're at the 40, two out of three.
Third possession with 7:35 to play in the opening quarter. First and 10 for Carbon. Noah Jones will remain in at quarterback. Jones surveying. Emory stacks the box once again. Emory runs out of that unconventional 5-2 defensive set. Jones still waiting. Long snap. Takes it. Hands it to Colin Lewis. Goes to the left side. Lewis met at the line of scrimmage by a group of Emory defenders. I believe it was James Bowman who had the initial contact with help from Rance Jensen. Still a gain of one for Colin Lewis. It'll be 2nd and 9 now for Carbon.
Now Jeremy Brannon also in on the tackle. So three Emory Spartans in to bring Colin Lewis down. And that's what it's going to take is Colin Lewis is a beast.
We've seen two quarterbacks for Carbon throughout the season. Dennis played one series as quarterback. Noah Jones has taken over now for the next two. And we have an official timeout on the field. Stops the clock with 7:06 to play in the opening quarter. Still no score in this one. Carbon football right now on their own 41-yard line, 2nd down and 9. It is the Cole Bowl live from Carbon High School. Jones back into the veer option set once again. He's got Colin Lewis to his left. They're stacking the right side of the line of scrimmage as well. Emory with a 5-man front. The snap and a handoff. Loose ball. Jones lost it, and I believe Emory recovered. This is going to be close. Did Jones land on it? Zion Gibson was in the vicinity, and Jones actually managed to come up with it. Boy, I thought Zion Gibson fell on the football. Heads-up play by Noah Jones, the senior. Miscommunication between him and Colin Lewis, but he had the heads-up play to dive on the football, Travis, and not try to make something happen.
Yeah, Noah and Colin just bumped it into each other on that one. Fumbled the football. Very fortunate to come back with it.
Trips to the right this time for the Dinos. Three to the right, one to the left. Lewis is the deep back. Emory's going to lighten up the load up front. Only a 4-man set. Gibson, a stand-up linebacker on the right side. Jones climbs the pocket, fires downfield. Nobody in the vicinity. A body on the ground. It was James Bowman. He made a little bit of contact with Riddick McGlory, but that passes off the mark, and it will be the third fourth down of the quarter for the Carbon offense with 6:25 to play in the first quarter. Chance LeChemenot will come out once again to punt. No, he won't. Carbon may actually go for this. Now they're going to punt, actually. Boy, the way Jones was.
Looked like they were going to go for it.
It looked like he was. So
sets back into the punt formation. Try to, flip the field position once again and pin Emory back.
Helmet high grab. LeChemenot gets the punt away. Bowman stays away from it. It takes a Carbon bounce all the way down to the 20. Emory will now have 80 yards of green ahead of them. Now the Spartans have not had great field position. They started from the 25 last time, this time the 20, and we'll see if the Emory offense can at least reverse field or if the Carbon defense holds tight. Field position battle is so important. I was talking to Coach Gary Arrington, an assistant coach for Emory, about this. I think we came to an agreement. About 70% of high school football is won on field position.
It is. Field position is key. You can see last week, Emory flipped the field position in their favor, and they came out with the W. So early on, to me, Jordan, it looks like nerves from both teams.
A little bit. A great crowd on both sides. This game definitely brings out the spectators. Second offensive set for the Spartans. Stilson is in the shotgun, and he hands it off to Rance Jensen, and Rance goes nowhere. On the takedown for the Carbon Dinos, it was Ryan Madrigal, the senior linebacker, into the backfield, and he meets Jensen about 2 yards shy of the line of scrimmage. They'll actually spot it 3 yards back. So it's 2nd and 13 for the Spartans. Actually, the 18-yard line. Ball marker's been adjusted, so 2nd and 12.
Ryan Madrigal did a good job getting push up front, getting into the defensive backfield, and slowing up Emory's offense.
Dinos once again with a 4-man front. McCade Bradley and Colin Lewis on the left side. Pay attention to those two. Emory with a 4-wide receiver set, 2 on each side. Motion man is James Bowman. It's a pitch, a jet sweep. Bowman to the 20. Bowman tries to tightrope the sideline, stepped out of bounds, but not before picking up positive yardage to set up 3rd down and roughly 7 on a gain of 5 around the right side.
Jet sweep, like you said, to the outside. That's where Emory's going to have success with that, Jesse. It's going to the right side, so Carbon's corners are going to have to come up and meet him at the line of scrimmage and knock him back.
3rd down and 7. Neither team up to this point has managed a first down. 5 minutes and 34 seconds to play in the opening quarter.
They've been in third and long each team so far in their drives.
Trips to the right this time for the Spartans. One man in the backfield with Stilson. It is once again Rance Jensen. James Bowman lines up on the left side. Carbon stacks the front. Zion Gibson is the motion man. Stilson, shoulder high snap, fires quickly. It's complete to Bowman, and Bowman goes nowhere. Carbon snipped this one out from the get-go, experimenting, with some different looks out of the Carbon secondary. And that'll be fourth down once again for the Spartans. Fourth and about four. So Emory has had manageable third downs on both of their drives, but they've been unable to move the sticks. Why?
Just not the offense is just not getting beyond the sticks. Everything's short underneath, and that's Emory's possession. Wide receivers as Bowman catches it, but it's not enough. You got to go beyond the sticks, and everything's in front, so Carbon can play their defense back just a little bit and meet them at the line.
Brock Winter with another punt gets it away. This one is end over end. Jalen Dennis will let it bounce. Takes an Emory bounce inside the 35 down to the 30-yard line before it's killed by Jordan Ecker, and that's where Carbon will start. 4:48 to play in the opening quarter, and while we swap possessions, let me give a shout-out to some of the sponsors who have brought you tonight's contest. The Auto Farm, Desert View, J&D Auto, KFC at A&W, Big Mo's, TK's Pro Shop, Gagan Family Medicine, USU Eastern, and Sutherland's. Just part of the sponsors bringing you tonight's contest. We'll continue to give a shout-out to all sponsors all night long. And don't forget, you can listen live online all year long at CastleCountryRadio.com, brought to you by Bill's Home Furnishings. Fourth offensive set for the Dinos. Jones out of the shotgun. Miscommunication once again on a broken play. Emory takes advantage of it. Jones somehow manages to get back to the line of scrimmage before being brought down to the ground. And Emory's defense, once again, opportunistic. Ashton Rowley with the takedown.
Yeah, Ashton Rowley, the anchor in the middle of the field. With the miscommunications, Noah Jones had nowhere to go, so just falls forward, and Ashton Rowley met him at the line.
We talked to Ashton earlier this week, and you were impressed by what he had to say.
Yeah, very composed, a leader, and that's what Emory needs, guys like that, and very impressed with the young man.
Second and 10. This time a handoff to Lewis. Once again, he's able to maneuver his way past the 35 up to the 38-yard line. One of the biggest plays from scrimmage in the early portion of the game. That'll set up third and three. Big Colin Lewis rumbling right through the line of scrimmage in between the guards and the tackles on the left side.
When Carbon's at their best and successful, it's with Colin Lewis. And Colin Lewis on that one kept his feet moving and chugs along up to the 38, so it's a short, manageable third and three.
Trips to the right for Carbon. Jones in the shotgun. Lewis, the deep back, a four-man front for Emory. Jones fires to the right side, caught by Jalen Dennis. Dennis has it up for the sticks. Flag comes out. You're calling for a face mask. Nonetheless, it will be the first down of the contest, and you could probably tack on 15 more, depending on what exactly this flag is. Jalen Dennis across the center of the field. That was just pitch and catch, nickel and dime football, Jones to Dennis.
Yeah, Jalen Dennis has the speed to where he can just throw a little pass play and let him go to work, and that's what he did, and he drew a penalty.
And it is, in fact, a face mask against Emory. And that is the first down of the ball game. Comes with 3:39 to play in the opening quarter. Only a 5-yard face mask.
Saw his helmet move just a little bit on that one. Defender just got his hand just caught in the cookie jar.
Carbon once again with a tight set.
But I think that's important for Carbon. Get the first down, right. Get a little momentum going with the offense on a short completion.
And momentum going right now. Jones is going to roll out to the right side. Quarterback keeper being chased, and he is brought down by Rance Jensen. Rance gets into the backfield and brings Jones down to the 40-yard line for a loss of 5. And first and 10 just turned into second and 15. Emory getting pressure around the outside. Ashton Rowley was also there trying to chase down Jones.
Yeah, Emory did a good job. Looked like a miscommunication in the backfield on a block, so Noah's got to do a better job of just getting rid of the football, making it first and second and 10 instead of taking the sack and backing you up 4 yards.
They spotted at the 41, so it is second and 14 for the Dinos. Emory working once again with a four-man front. Jensen is going to cover the slot man, Jalen Dennis, on the right side. Pay attention to that matchup. Noah Jones back to pass. He's at his own 35, wants to go deep, tries to go to Jalen Dennis, and the pass is caught by Dennis off a deflection. Holy moly, Emory had terrific defense. Bowman got a hand on it, and it landed right to the hands of Jalen Dennis, downfield all the way inside the Emory 15, down to the 14-yard line.
Yeah, Jordan Ecker also there. Noah throws it up. deflection, and Jalen with the concentration to come up with the football off the deflection, and Emory's in business down to the 14-yard line.
First down and 10, ball at the 14 for the Dinos.
Nice soft touch by Noah Jones on that one, and that's what Jalen Dennis can do for you. He has the speed, he has the skill set at the wide receiver position to go up and catch footballs.
Plus Jones poised in the pocket, to say the least. Clock is moving. First and 10 for Carbon from the 14. Trips to the left side. One man. It's Colin Lewis in the backfield. Jones to throw. Dumps it off to Colin Lewis. Had room to run, but was gobbled up by Ashton Rowley. Now he breaks loose. Gets through one tackle. Moves it up to the 11-yard line. Should have been a gain of nothing. Big Colin Lewis, the senior fullback for Carbon, able to push the pile forward for a gain of 3. Second down and 7 coming up for the Dinos with a 1:55 to play in the first quarter.
Rance Jensen finally brings him down, but that's what Colin Lewis does. He keeps his feet moving. He's so big and athletic that Embry couldn't bring him down, and he gets positive yards to the 12-yard line.
Carbon taking their time offensively. Jones out of the veer option. He's got two wide outs to the left, one to the right, and Emory wants to take a timeout. Talking about gaining composure, the Spartans will try to do it right here. 1:40 to play in the opening quarter. We have no score, but Carbon is threatening. 11 yards out from the first score of the game when we return.
Did you know that Auto Farm has two locations right here in Price? That's right, two locations. So your selection of quality, new, and pre-owned vehicles is even better. If you're looking for the perfect Dodge, Jeep, Chrysler, or Ram vehicle, visit them at their original location on Highway 55 next to Sutherland's. Or if you're in the market for a new or pre-owned Ford, be sure to visit their beautiful new Ford dealership right off the hospital exit on Highway 6. Auto Farm, providing the Castle Country with the best prices, best quality vehicles, and best service. Go in and see them at one of their two locations today.
The Dinos play here.
Tristan Stamatakis, junior, number 71.
Connor Fawcett, senior, number 8.
Colin Lewis, senior, number 39, running back.
On 95.3 FM, The Peak.
1:40 to play in the opening quarter. No score, but Carbon threatening. They are right now at the Emory 11-yard line, second down and 7.
Jalen Dennis has 2 catches for 48 yards. Noah Jones, 3 of 5 for 51 early in this first quarter.
That's efficient for the Carbon offense. We'll see if they can finish off this drive. It is their fourth offensive set due to an Emory turnover. Two wideouts to the left side. Motion man coming. It's Riker Larson. He takes the handoff. Larson nearly broke. Boy, that was an excellent tackle by Dayton Bailing of Emory, the junior lineman, stepping up. And I'll tell you, Larson's one step away from putting 6 on the scoreboard.
And that's how you tackle. Bailing went low. Oh, got him by the ankles instead of hitting high where he could bounce off of him. So good shoestring tackle, because if he breaks that tackle, he walks into the end zone.
1:18 and counting here in the opening quarter. Ball is still at the 11-yard line. Jones will go back into the shotgun set. Lewis lines up to the left side. It's a tight formation here for Carbon. Emory's going to stack the box as well. 60 seconds to play in the opening quarter. Jones, quarterback keeper, then flips it to Colin Lewis. Lewis on the right side, tripped up. And once again, I'm giving a heads-up play by Emory. Tegan Chrisman able to work his magic around the left side.
Emory not fooled.
Not fooled at all.
Yeah, Carbon tried the little pitch play to the right side of the field, but Emory calls timeout. They knew that the play was probably coming from the offensive end, so defense is set. They're ready for it, so now
Carbon. Play call.
Yeah, I do too. So Carbon sets up for a field goal here from the 10-yard line with 30 seconds remaining in the first.
This is Connor Fawcett attempting.
Attempt a field goal. Kicker number 9, Connor Fawcett.
21 seconds to play in the first quarter. Fawcett's going to attempt the field goal. Gets the kick away. It is a beauty right down the middle. No problem at all for Connor Fawcett. Makes good from 28 yards out. And the Dinos have drawn first blood in the opening quarter, 3-0. My style of football, Travis, a low-scoring affair, a grind and pound it out type contest.
Love the defensive battle. Carbon sets up offensively to position themselves to kick that field goal, and it's right down the middle of the field, so they lead 3-0 with 15 seconds left in the first quarter.
Slight break in the action. Emory will come out to return the kick, may get one play from scrimmage, and then we'll go to the end of the first quarter.
But Emory's defense comes up holding them to 3, which could have been, could have been a touchdown, but they come out, they have 2 possessions where they stop him and force Carbon to kick field goal, and Carbon, credit to them, they made it.
Shout out to our sponsors once again, bringing you tonight's contest, Castleview Hospital, Castleview Physical Therapy, Emory Telcom, and it's always a pleasure to be along with you on ETV 10, Price Theaters, Dr. Blake Hillstead, Bent Metal Off-Road, Billy Biggers, Farmer Insurance, Cycle Savers, and Wingers. Just some of the sponsors bringing you tonight's action on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM, and KRPX 95.3 The Peak, and also at CastleCountryRadio.com, courtesy of Bill's Home Furnishings. 15 ticks left here in the opening quarter. The Dinos will kick off for the first time in this bowl game. And I don't know if we have the stat for time of possession, but it is heavily favoring the Carbon Dinos at this stage in the game, as the Spartans have had just a couple, I believe only six offensive plays, Travis, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, Emory has no first down. Carbon has three.
Yeah.
And passing average yards, Carbon is 14 to Emory's four. So, yeah, it's been dominated by Carbon so far in this first quarter.
Fawcett.
Possession, 7 minutes, 56 seconds for Carbon. 3:49 for Emory.
Double them up. Fawcett kicks the ball away. This one will be returned by Jace Curtis. Curtis gets to the 25, past the 30, up to the 32-yard line. Jace Curtis, he is a freshman, folks, playing on this stage between Garbin and Emory on homecoming. And I'll tell you, the Emory coaching staff has all the faith in the world in Jace Curtis. I think he's got a bright future at Emory, and he proves why right there, making something out of nothing, getting the ball past the 30 to the 33-yard line.
Very swifty, and just needed one more block to turn that into a huge gain, but gives Emory great field position up to the 33-yard line.
10 seconds to play in the opening quarter. Stilson once again in a shotgun set with four receivers, two in the slot. One on each side. Motion man is Zion Gibson. They pitch it back to Zion. He's trying to get to the outside. Block has sealed it. 35-40. Big pickup by Zion Gibson. His second carry, and he's done well on both. That'll take us to the end of the opening quarter, but I would expect to see more Zion Gibson.
Get Zion going to that jet sweep, because the outside edge, Carbon's defenders are having problems getting there, so you can pick up huge chunks, and he does on that one.
That'll take us to the end of the first. Carbon in control, 3-0. Emory with their third offensive set when we return on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM, KRPX 95.3 The Peak, and ETV 10.